INTS presents practical, non-theoretical science. This is practical non-theory explained. This was the first non-theory explanation. There's another one that takes its place, but this is the old copy. Studying some subject like mathematics would at first seem to have a multitude of applications while you were learning, adding and subtracting. But when you get into algebra and logarithms in high school, most see the only purpose to be passing the exam. Many who learn these subjects may even receive a passing grade, never really knowing what practical sense these subjects make. Learning anti-theory or non-theory is something like that. The impractical side of it can lead to the discovery of things about humanity that are not conjectural, as are theoretical evolution or theological creation. Basic non-theory recognizes that we exist, and there's no question whatever about that. Our existence is a plain fact, and not a theory or a guess or opinion or a religious experience. We can ask the questions about how we came to be, why we are here, etc., but being able to ask these questions confirms that we really do exist. Those discussions are for general non-theory. This area here is for discussions on a much more practical nature, and are referred to as practical non-theory, but are really just the usual mechanical nonsense that scientists all over the world work with each and every day. Perhaps these could be considered examples of practical non-theory subjects. 1. What is the simplest and most practical method to build living structures for near-desert areas? 2. What is the simplest and most practical method to build wells and water supplies for the poorer areas of the world? 3. What is the simplest and most practical method to build a refrigerator? 4. How can the automobile and truck be made so that it does not pollute? 5. How can geothermal, that is, heat from the ground, be produced for colder areas that is easily serviceable and simple to build and non-polluting? As you can see, the list has a lot of similarities in the sense that the phrases simplest and most practical and non-polluting are part of the structure of the question. But here is the way the world has been asking these same questions. 1. How can people be caused to invest in real estate in near desert areas? 2. What is the most profitable method to sell water to the poorest people? 3. How can a refrigerator be made so complex and polluting that it cannot be serviced by the average person? 4. How can automobiles and trucks be made so that they appear to be non-polluting? 5. How can geothermal heating systems be produced that cost a large percentage of the home mortgage and cannot be serviced by untrained personnel? The foregoing is largely tongue-in-cheek, and one list has really little bearing on the other. But the point is made. Most scientific theorists are busy with their calculators and CAD machines trying to maximize the profit margin and minimize the user-friendly area of the invention. This attitude and direction is largely the cause of world pollution, most diseases, and global warming. Non-theory is only a word that actually means user-friendly, practical, sensible, non-profitable, earthy, non-wasteful, non-polluting.